Excuse me, we're going to resume our meeting. Public forum concluded prior to lunch. There are a few members of the public that came in after that, maybe expecting to speak after lunch, but the time has run. As an accommodation to them, there's two separate groups of people who want to speak on two different items, so I'm going to allow each of the two of them 3 minutes to address the board, and then we're going to move on to our agenda item 20. So, 14? Okay. So, gentlemen, I know you've spoken before. Why don't you come up, identify yourselves, and you've got 3 minutes.
My name's Daniel Diaz. I live in Napomo, resident 58 years there. I'm the one that talked about the oil spill that we have down below by the Dana Adobe. I have a great suggestion, whether you use it or not. It's just an idea. A remedial treatment wetland area for where they're going to take out all that dirt. I don't believe that Conoco should be held for the total restoration of that area there. It was dealt with them through a Unocal to have to deal with this thing because they bought it as is. I was thinking that a remedial wetland there. I've talked to friends in the county that thought that that would be an excellent idea. This is just something I'm presenting to you. Maybe we can do something with that bad thing and turn it into something good for the environment. And that's all I really have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. All right. Mr. No, just 3 minutes per group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant by that. Because you wanted to speak on the same thing, correct?
No. That's another creek issue, but not the same issue.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you for your accommodation. My name is Ralph Bishop, and my concern is for the creek. Now, we realize the constraints and the troubles you have on with the state and everything and your time. So what I've done is I've prepared an investigative study on another issue, and I'd like to hand this to you so at your leisure you can take a look at it. And I will write a follow-up letter, only if I have my glasses, to the gentleman to your right, which will explain the situation. So if I may...
Hand it to Ms.
Hewitt.
Thank
you very much for your time. And,
okay.
Again, $45,000 invested. I really appreciate all the time and effort you've spent on our behalf. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Moylan and Mrs. DeWitt Moylan, why don't you just both go ahead, take each 3 minutes. Won't take that long. Go ahead.
My name is Bill Moylan. I live in Los Osos, and I'd like to... thank the board for allowing us to speak again. We didn't get a chance to speak earlier. I would like to talk about the pending sewer project in Los Osos and the cease and desist orders that had been issued a couple of years ago. First of all, I'd like to say that I am very interested in having that project completed, as is my wife, and probably most of the other people in the prohibition zone. It's out of our hands right now. The county has the project, and we really can't do anything until the county makes a move, and they haven't agreed to take it formally yet. We hope they do. And we've always complied with what the Water Board has requested of us, whether it's time constraints or items we'd like to talk about, or taking care of our septic systems. We've done that resolutely and on time. I would like to say that because my wife and I have a cease and desist order on our property, that speaking for myself, I don't feel that we've been treated fairly with the rest of the group in the prohibition zone. There's 4,400, 4,500 homes that are in the prohibition zone. And if we're all offending equally, which is what the board has said, we would like to be treated equally with the rest of the 4,500 homeowners. And that is either rescind our cease and desist orders and issue us NOVs like the rest of the people have gotten, or issue CDOs to the entire group. I don't wish that, but I would like to have it be a level playing field, which I believe Mr. Jeffries and a couple of other people on the board have said that they would like to do, make it a level playing field, and that's what I am requesting today. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mrs. DeWitt Moylan.
Good afternoon, board. My name is R3-2006-1041, and I'm here to reiterate my husband's comments, but also to make reference to a threat that we received in September from AES systems who were attempting to require us to go with their system, causing us a great deal of concern, heartache, stress, all of those things. We were a couple of days in that state until Mr. Packard, I believe it was, said that the sheriff had been notified and that the matter was being taken care of. I sent a letter to Mr. Young, Chairman Young, asking that the Water Board let us know how they intended to protect us since we've been exposed to harm since January 30th, 2006, when we received our proposed cease and desist order. And then our information, our private information, became public. We asked to be redacted. That was refused. And so since then, we have been exposed to having our personal information broadcast and shown on a screen to the larger public. And then in September, we received the outcome of that refusal of the board to redact our personal information. I sent a letter to Chairman Young to ask how the board intends to protect us. I received a letter from Mr. Roger Briggs, which we found quite unsatisfactory, saying that the system that was in place of allowing harm to come to us and then remediating it after the fact was the system that was going to be followed. I sent a subsequent letter to you, Mr. Young, Chairman Young, telling you that we were not satisfied with that response and outlining the specific responses that we wished to have. And that was submitted on October 31st. To a very nice young lady at the reception desk who was dressed in shorts and a t-shirt and bare feet and bare legs eating a salad at the reception desk. And I got a really good vision of the informality with which the Water Board conducts some of its business on that day. I have not received a letter from you, Chairman Young, and in reply to my hand delivery of my letter, and so I'm here today to request that you respond to the items that I addressed in my letter to you that I submitted on the 31st of October. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. DeWitt Moylan. I'll take a look at that letter again, make sure that I've seen it. I'll just tell you that there have been a number of repeating issues that you and your husband have raised with the board or directed at me, which I have felt have been adequately addressed in past correspondence or in open session. And, you know, at some point in time, I'm just going to stop, you know, responding and commenting if I think I'm kind of wasting my time with it. But I will look again at that letter that you dropped off and make sure that there isn't anything that is new that maybe a response should be forthcoming on. But I will tell you that with respect to your personal information that was disclosed, as I recall, we were bound by law to do that. The request had been made to keep it confidential, and I think our attorney, if I'm not mistaken, Francis, had told us that we could not keep that from the public. So, I mean, you can bring it up again and again and again, but I'm just going to kind of ignore those requests to address that because, you know, why do so?
One of the questions that I did bring up, though, Chairman Young, was how this board intends to protect us, since you've exposed us by randomly selecting us and then having our information made public. How do you intend to protect us? And the only answer that I received from Mr. Briggs was that when we were harmed, then the harm would be addressed. And I find that inadequate and unsatisfactory.
Well, and I may not be able to provide a response to you that you will ever find adequate and satisfactory, and I'm sorry about that.
Yes. But I would appreciate at least an indication that you had received my letter. You know, we've been treated with some disrespect here. We sat right there when one of the board members said that he had read our testimony during a game show on TV, and when you've been subjected to that kind of treatment, and then it goes on with just being ignored, it raises questions about the level of professionalism and dedication. And I know as a public servant myself that it's hard to have those things said to you when you think you're doing your very best to serve the public. But sometimes you need people to let you know that the effect that you have on them is not perhaps what you intended. And so I would just appreciate the respect of having my communication responded to. Thank you.
I will take a look at that letter and see if there's anything that, you know, needs to be addressed. Did you want to say something, Ms. McChesney? Okay. Thank you for your comments. And we can now move on to...